Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up?
You know.
Just whatevs. not a lot this morning.
Well, you know, it's a crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I've been up. We're first. So, yeah, we've got the Valley, you guys. We've got the after show from Vanderpump. And I'm going to try and crank out Summer House tonight on after it airs on Patreon, but no guarantees. I've got house guests this weekend. I've got a vacuum, mop, grocery shop, like,
oh boy,
the whole shebang.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you have to do it all last minute. Like, there's certain things, because it's like, the floor will just get dirty again. The groceries, I'm like, the raspberries will mold. I have to do it all today.
Yeah. So. Otherwise, yeah, it doesn't stay, like, as fresh. It's true. You do have to do it all in one swoop, and then it's, like, so exhausting.
Yeah. So, there we go. How about you? Any big weekend?
My biggest thing right now is I was out, like, pacing in the backyard, like, talking on the phone. I know, that's so weird. I was actually talking on the phone. But I stepped on a frickin', like, some sort of insect, and, like, the stinger went into my foot, and I saw it sticking out, you know, so I just pulled it out. Well, there must still be, like, a little piece in there or something, because it frickin' is so red and hurts so bad.
Oh.
It's really, like, it bugs. You know how, like, when something bugs you at night, like, it's, when you have a headache at night, you're like, how am I having a headache while I'm sleeping? This is horrible. It was like that. It hurt all frickin' night, and it still hurts right now. So I'm gonna have to soak it or something.
Oh, isn't there, like, Benadryl or something? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there must be something in there. And then I was thinking, like, how the hell does my body know that a little tiny something is in there, and, like, it's like bothering my whole body that much? It must be a little bit of poison or something, right? I don't know.
I mean, like, people went barefoot all the time.
I know. Well, I go barefoot all the time. So, yeah, something is bothering me. I'm very sensitive to that sort of thing, though. I don't know. It's all something is always biting me, or I always have a reaction.
Yeah. We literally have, like, a swarm of bees around me, and, like, Michaela will get stung every time and, like, blow up. Like, last time she had to go to the ER.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'll literally walk through a bee farm and they don't touch me.
That's so weird.
So, it's just weird how it hits people differently.
Yes.
Well, okay, we have, I don't think, any real updates unless I've missed something.
Yeah, I was like, wait, was yesterday kind of quiet? I think it was.
I listened to some podcasts, but nothing really to report. Lala was dragging people who work in cubicles and...
What?
And then saying, look, I don't even look at anyone in the DMs unless you've got a blue check mark.
Oh.
Like, shut up. Like, does she even realize, like, anybody can have that now?
Yeah.
It's like $11.99, la la. Like, I don't know. That was gross. And, in fact, like, your own boss, well, not her boss anymore, but Lisa Vanderpump doesn't even have the blue check mark anymore.
Yeah, that makes me sad. I don't like when people say stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really weird because she was really hypocritical, because she was saying, I told my friends and my network, do not come to me with your troll comments or whatever. Like, I think people, like you said, her team is reporting back to her.
Yeah.
On what people are saying. She's like, I heard people were coming for me because the way I dressed at Coachella and my three Bs, my boobs, my bump, and my butt. And I have it, and I'm going to show it off. And then Jessica chimed in. She's like, so go back to your cubicle, Jan, and, like, suck on that or whatever. And Jessica chimed in. She's like, they're just mad because they don't have a butt. And Lala's like, yeah. And so, in a way, that's body shaming, right? So, people that don't have butts or they are jealous of Lala's butt. But then later, like 20 minutes later in the podcast, she's like, oh, I don't understand. They were talking about some celebrity. I can't remember now. She's like, you should never, ever body shame or comment on anyone's body. But I'm like, you just did. You called Jan in the cubicle a flat ass.
Yeah.
She's really hypocritical. But anyways.
She cannot control herself when she feels attacked. Then she lashes out. But then, yeah, she preaches something differently. You know, like, it's like, wait a second. Like, you...
Yeah.
Because that's when it's hard. It's hard when someone says something to you. Obviously, you want to lash out, but that's where you have to practice the not body shaming and stuff like that. Even when it comes to you, you still, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what she needs to work on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was working on my poll questions, and I wrote down this question because it's a term that I've heard Sheena and Jana use many times. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, and then I stopped and I thought, that doesn't seem right. And I'm like, I don't know. That doesn't seem right. I'm like, I'm going to reword this. And so I reworded it. And I'm like, I'm just going to look this up just to, you know, see what I can find out about it. And of course, it was like something you shouldn't say.
Oh. And
yeah. So it's like, you know, Lala, maybe just check yourself. Like, be a little more cautious before you speak and spew, you know, it just takes a little bit of restraint and be like, what am I actually saying before you say it?
Yeah.
Would be my advice.
Well, I think the reason why the pattern keeps repeating with the way that she reacts to things is because of the people around her. They kind of just let her go off and have that space, but she's doing it on such a big platform that it's triggering for people because people want to, you know, be a big fan of hers, and then she kind of like slams her fans, and then she comes back and says she loves her fans. So it's confusing.
Yeah. I really need to know if Easton has another job. Because I understand at least Jessica, besides laughing at anything Lala says, she also does other things like pick up her dry cleaning or schedule her meetings or whatever. Like, she does, you know, assistant work.
Right.
Easton, I don't know. Like, because all he does as well is kind of laugh on the podcast. He might throw in, like, a little anecdote here or there about going to the store. But he has his own apartment.
I feel like he has like a similar career path that like Brock does right now, where he has a lot of things that he's working on, and that's probably his job right now, and then doing the podcast. And I feel like he has things in the works.
But like, how does he pay his rent?
So he still is truly living in the apartment, not in Lala's back house?
Yeah.
Like, that they confirmed that?
Well, I think he's going to move into the house, but because she said sometimes he will come over. And he's like, well, that may change. Oh, because then they were talking about, we're a house full of girls and we run around naked, and that's going to have to change if Easton moves in. So that was like 2 weeks ago.
Huh. Because just like from seeing like the photos of the house, I just assumed he would get the back house. But... you know, which is like completely separate, like fully different entrance and everything. But
yeah, that would be good.
Well,
I don't know.
Rather than paying for an apartment, that would shoosh. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see Randall commented by like not really commenting? Actually, it's making him look kind of good.
What? No, I didn't.
I hate to say that. Gosh, I'm sure I screenshotted it, didn't I? He also put out a Happy Tuesday. a rep for this is on Byway Color Drama. A rep for Randall Emmett responded to Lala Kent saying the way her second child was conceived was much more pleasurable than how Ocean, the child she shares with Randall, was conceived. Randall's focus is being the best father possible and doesn't see any value in responding to disparaging comments. he is disappointed as a parent that she would talk about the conception of their beautiful child that way.
Ooh.
Oh, page six is the source, not. And then they show a picture of them, and then they show the video of her and Brittany just totally bashing Randall. And Brittany's like, "How could you sleep with that? Ew!" And Lala's like, "I don't know what I was thinking. That was so gross." And you know, the IUI was so much more pleasurable and better and bigger, and like, you know, that video on the after show that we saw.
Yes.
Yeah, they attached that. So
I mean, again, if I was Ocean, and even if I was like laughing with my mom, like, ha ha ha, like, yeah, that was gross for you to F my dad and make me. Like, I don't see, I personally wouldn't want to hear that.
It's not even like you're thinking about your parents having sex, which is gross. She's calling Ocean's dad gross. And it's like, as a kid, you don't want to hear someone call your dad gross.
But then, like, but then once again, like, she contradicts herself, because she has spoken about how Ocean was conceived in love, and that, you know, like that baby was made from love, you know, like she acted, yeah. It's like, so which is it? Like, obviously she's going to tell Ocean, that was a joke. I was just trying to frickin' say something. Well, you know, but it's still out there. And if I read that, heard that clip, I would just, yeah. My feelings would be hurt. My feelings would be hurt over a lot of things that she has said about Ocean and how she feels like she's not fully hers and this and that. It's like, well, dude.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. Well.
I was having like major Vanderpump Rules dreams last night. Like, I was like in the middle of a fight, like at the Valley dinner table, and then I was like hosting something in front of like a bunch of people, and like suddenly I went to talk like into the microphone and nothing came out, and everyone was just staring at my mouth move, but nothing was coming, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna need to like have like some therapy before something, like rehearsal.
Oh, yes. If rehearsal. We have the event, I'm not doing a repeat of Sir on camera, Cindy Brady there, deer in headlights.
Or Sheena's show with Heather McDonald and everyone. Like, I didn't like that. I didn't like it. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to have to do some. That's why I think going live and doing some things and getting comfortable again, and I'll get my what's the word? I don't know.
Mojo?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, hopefully you guys will have something in June that we will solidify and we'll start organizing and promoting to you guys so we can get as many of you there as possible.
Yes.
I did find out, thanks to Kimberly, not thanks to Allie. Allie replied and hearts and thank you and all that on our comment on her Watch What Happens Live.
Oh,
appearance.
Nice.
But when I asked that, I was dying to know the name of her other cat, because they just keep talking about Mr. Banks. Crickets. But Kimberly found it in like a post. Allie received a box, like a cat box, you know, like in the mail, like Chewy or something, right?
Yeah.
And it said, you know, specially curated for Mr. Banks and Bodhi.
Oh.
So there we go. Bohdi.
Okay. That's spelled differently than my nephew's name.
Oh.
Who is also Bodhi.
Is that Body?
No, he's Bodee. Bodhi.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I've never seen that spell. Well, I guess I have seen it, but I was not expecting that.
I've seen Jody that way, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, Bodhi, if you were hoping to get out of VPR Anonymous. I apologize if I pulled a revealing Summer Moon's name early mistake, or Schwartz revealing Cruz's name early.
It is, like, ever since you pointed it out, like I didn't, like, I knew there was, it like, bugged me a little bit, but now I feel like there was a whole segment on the after show, like, the entire show was, and I'm like, you can't just say one cat's name. It's really bizarre. It's actually kind of like, I feel like this also when they talk about Brock's kids, everyone brings up winter because it's such a comparison to summer. No one ever says the son's name. And it's like, he has a son too. We could say his name as well. Yeah. So I just, that's like I saw some person who was like new to the Vanderpump Instagram world, like they started a page and they're sitting there talking like they know everything. And they did this whole article on winter and summer, did this whole thing, didn't even mention that he had another kid. It's like, dude, you have to at least do your homework and like get it right.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, they could just be like, oh, we're not worried about Bodhi because he likes to sleep under the bed at night, or he doesn't like to cuddle, or she, you know, is a scaredy cat. Like, okay, then, you know, it's just Mr. Banks that wants to, like, fine, but there's never been one single reference.
Yeah.
Strange. Maybe, well.
I mean, I love a little mystery, so we've got one.
What if Bodhi was taken?
Something is up, dude.
And I don't want someone, whoever Bodhi belonged to, maybe they know and they don't want them to know that they have Bodhi.
I mean, I feel like they've even verbalized, like, the other cast members, like, I hope Mr. Banks is okay. What about Bodhi?
Yeah.
Justice for Bodhi.
All right. I mean, you know, like Salem, you don't see as much as Penny Lane.
That's true.
But we know both, they're both referenced all the time.
But like, but then look at like Schwartz and Katie's dogs. We see both of them, you know, they all, he got a tattoo of both of them, not just one.
We see Sissy and Kingsley. Come on, sis. We're going over my friend Sheena's house. She lives 3 hours away on the west side.
Sissy.
Oh, sis. Okay, well, that's it. Should we get in the after show?
Yeah.
Brittany.
This after show is popping again. Like, think, you know, like, Jerry. Sometimes Jerry comes through.
Oh, Jerry came through.
Yeah.
Brittany was talking about how she was upset with Katie. She said, I was upset he was fighting with her like that. Oh, even though I know he was taking up for me. Again.
I've been saying that to Chad. I was like, you never take up for me. I was saying something to him. Like, I've been repeating take up for me. And then right as he walked into the room, she goes, I was taking up for him. And I said, I was like pointing at the TV. And, you know, once again, like, I went mute. And I'm like, did you hear it? God.
Well, this time Jax took up for her.
Yeah.
I kind of like Team Jax on this. Like, why don't you talk to my wife? He's like, you wrote Brittany off for no other reason than to be up Stassi's ass, you know? Because that is when she stopped talking to Brittany. And it's like, this is Stassi's battle to, and it's, I, you know, it was great that Stassi was mad, but at this point, move on. And I know Stassi and Brittany are cordial and like they hug at birthday parties and stuff, but you know, they don't talk. Like, that's fine, but A, that's Stassi's beef, and B, get over it by now. I mean, I guess Katie tries to explain, like, whoa, she never even checked in on me, but then Lala and Brittany said she did, and Katie just doesn't reply, and I get Brittany's vibe that Katie can be intimidating, right? Like, Brittany's probably like, well, I'm not going to bother her no more, I'll just wait till she's ready, you know, so she probably reached out once or twice, didn't hear back and thought, oh, okay, I'll just leave her be. Whereas Katie's like, she doesn't care.
I don't know whose side. I feel bad for Brittany because she always just, you know, is taken up for Jax and gets in trouble and people that she just like, you know, she just gets involved in it even though she doesn't mean to. But I don't know. It seems like Katie kind of let everybody else off the hook with, like, all this, you know, like, I'm sure Stassi, if she was really controlling Katie, would have her not be talking to a lot of those people. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems mean, but then another part of me is wondering, like, is Katie, you know, because Brittany and Jax really kind of warmed their way back in. They really did. Like, after everything that happened, they got the Valley, and then they started coming up a little bit. Now they're encroaching on Vanderpump Rules again. A part of me wonders if, like, she's just not, like, a little bit annoyed with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then
should she be there?
Yeah, yeah.
She's an OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Katie holds out on things that maybe other people should too, you know?
Yeah, no, I like that. That part I like about Katie, and I get, like, she pieced it all together. She's like, no, Brittany was acting weird for a while. It wasn't a last-minute thing, like the passport or Sherry's best friend dying. Like, I think all those things were balls in the air. I think probably Jax had been complaining for a while that he didn't want to go or wasn't going to go. And so Brittany was, like, nervous, like, how am I going to do this? And that's probably why she was quiet, because she was nervous and didn't know how it was all going to shake out.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, she decided not to go by herself because she...
No, I think, I think it was, like, a really weird situation. And I don't, they probably didn't want to say they didn't have the money at the time to do it. And it was going to be a real stretch. And that maybe isn't a way where they wanted to vacation with, you know, their family. Like, it's a destination wedding is, like, you should be very grateful if anyone comes, because it's, like, you're choosing everything. Like, it's time, it's money. It's, like, it's a lot. So, I don't know. If someone pulled out, I don't know that I would, like, cut off an entire friendship for it. Like, I get being mad. It was last minute. That's really shitty. And feeling like they lied to them. But in the end, I guess, like, they didn't really value them. And Katie doesn't, like... The feeling I got at the end when she was like, I just don't fuck with them. It's like, then she never did. Like, she doesn't like you. Like, it has nothing to do with anything. Like, she just doesn't like you.
I always thought it was weird that Brittany chose her as a matron of honor. It's like, I never really saw that, like, tight friendship. But obviously, they had it at one point.
Yeah, I know. When she said that, too, I was like, weird.
Yeah.
It should have been Kristen.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when it happened, and it was like, huh. But I guess because Kristen wasn't married, so she made Katie matron, because yes. Katie's only married one. But
okay, yes, yes, yes.
Anyways. Okay, so James plays clip saying he knew. Oh, okay. So this, you guys, this is really confusing. Okay. From what you recall, on March 1st, when we're at Tom Tom, the night of the phone drop, did James come early and have to leave because he had a gig, or did he come late because he just, like, flew in?
I'm going to literally, while we're talking about this, I'm going to look it up because I know I have photos.
Because you guys on the, did you see him? Did we see him? I don't remember.
Yeah, yes. If it's what I'm thinking of, we did.
Okay, because then he is not, his story doesn't make sense, and it's almost like he revealed an oopsies, because in this after show video, he says, yeah, it's weird. He's like, I texted Tom saying, sorry, I missed you. So that either means James got there before Tom arrived, or James got there after Tom left. I think we got there at like 8 and left at 11 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
8:30?
Yeah.
Anyways, he said, and everyone was looking at me like I was a ghost, and no one told me anything. I can't believe no one told me anything. And I'm like, but technically nobody knew. Ariana found out, ran and confronted Sandoval, and they fought in the alley, and then they took off in an Uber. So no one would know. So people looking at James like a ghost and not telling, they're not telling you something because they don't know anything at that point. Unless it's possible, I think she could have told Logan, because A, it's her best friend. B, Logan had her purse because Kristen had given Logan Ariana's purse. And so maybe Ariana told Logan, and that's what James is referring to. But James said everyone's like, no one would tell me. They were all looking at me like I was a ghost. I'm like, that doesn't line up,
yeah. James. And I don't know why the producers would A, keep that in, or because it literally makes zero sense. And I received so many DMs about that this after show clip that, and as soon as I heard it, I was like, ding, what the hell? And like I rewound it and I'm like, hold on, what? Like it literally made no sense. So I don't know.
So was it planned? Was it staged? People knew ahead of time, just not James. Like what does this mean?
Well, let's say that it did happen the way that he said, you know, so he shows up and by the time we left, they were on like their last song. So it was at the bitter, bitter end. So let's say he shows up at 11:30, which that seems bizarre to me, but okay. He shows up. Everyone is like kind of packing it up. The night is coming to an end. Yes, no one would say, what are they going to say? Oh, by the way, just the only thing you missed was Sandoval's phone fell out of his pocket. Someone who was sitting in the very front grabbed it just so, you know, so he didn't step on it. And then like there would be no story there. There's like, it wasn't like the phone was held up and they're like, we got Tom's phone. Let's give it to Ariana. But she's in love with him, so what would she be doing with it that would be weird? The whole thing makes zero sense.
Yeah.
So that was I guess, so this is my only thing where I'm like letting him off the hook with it. I'm just imagining this, is that he does show up at that time. No one tells him that anything went down because, again, they don't know. He goes home, goes to sleep, wakes up at like noon, and the whole world has blown up.
Yeah.
Not to us yet, though.
Not to us, but he did say he had a text exchange with Ariana. Right.
So Ariana goes home. She calls her producers. Then she starts, after she alerts them, then she starts telling everybody. And then obviously at that exact same time, the Sheena and Raquel thing happened, that exact time at night in New York. So things did start happening, but...
Yeah, and I'm sure, James heard from Sheena about that. So maybe, I guess I would probably go on record to explain it that perhaps Logan knew, probably Logan knew, and James came in and Logan probably looked at him like, oh God, what do I do?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one person looked at him like that.
You would probably wake up and go, what the hell? Like, why didn't I know about this before? You know what I mean? Like, rather than just hearing it like after.
Yeah.
So I guess, but still very weird comment. And absolutely, I felt the same way all of you guys did. Just a bizarre thing to bring up.
Yeah. And well, I'm impressed with people.
Yeah, like, but the editors, like, they obviously go through this with like a fine tooth comb and they decided to leave that in. Usually they're like very into the storyline being smooth, showing each person's side. This was a bizarre thing to show.
They should be conditioned for people like us to be like, see, it's fake. They planned this. I was like thinking that same thing too. I'm like, why did they leave this in?
They will slip up at some point. It's
like this, or they're just giving us a little silent nod right here. Like,
yeah,
you got us. We're not going to say it, but you'll know what this clip means. So props to those of you that DM'd with the same thought.
Yes.
I appreciate true fandom like that.
Yeah. No, I love it.
People writing an article saying Brock has one child when he has two. I don't even know what account you're talking about. So, but don't tell me. Let's not blast them.
Yeah.
But it happens a lot.
You know, well, it wasn't even that, that was maybe a really mean comment. I should probably back that up a little bit, but it didn't say he only has one child, but they're only speaking about one, and it just isn't the full picture.
That funny story, when my dad died, you never hear that lead in.
No.
That was one of the newspapers that just reported, because I have three sisters, and they're all like, they're like 3, 2, 1, and then I'm like 4 or 5 years later, and... So this newspaper wrote, literally, survived by my mom and my three sisters. And I called up that fucking editor. I'm like, excuse me. they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm like, he has four children. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, I'm the fourth. And I'm like, and before you even go there, no, it's the same baby mama. They are my full siblings. You are just reporting inaccurate facts. And yeah, that was fun.
That's hilarious.
It's a good way to take out your anger.
Yes.
But yeah, so I feel for Brock's son because I have been left out of news reports as well. okay, so Jack said I referred to like my show because I helped create this masterpiece. But then he says Lisa used to confide in him. He's like, you know, she had issues with the housewives and then she just wrote me off. Not a call, not a congratulations. Which I'm kind of on him and Brittany's side here. It is 10 years, and if they were close, like Brittany said, they were really close, and you don't even call to congratulate on their baby? And then the gift, which it had been, what, 6 or 8 weeks, and Jack said, yeah, it's because I was out in the public saying I hadn't heard from her. He goes, literally 2 hours later, there was a gift on our doorstep. Like, you are not useful to Lisa, or she doesn't care unless you're useful to her. And they weren't useful to her right then.
No. Well, and she wanted to get as far away from that as she could. You know, with Stassi and Kristen and Jax and Brittany, she didn't want to be associated with that. It was a full-on, you know, remove them away situation.
Yeah, they were just, but theirs was a little different. They were 6 months later. They phrased it differently. They, you know, fired or mutually left. Like, we know they were fired and not renewed. But, you know, they tried to spin it. Like, Bravo and Evolution didn't come out and be like, we didn't mutually part. We fired them. Like, you know what? They let Jax kind of run with whatever he wanted to say.
Lisa. And I think that was Lisa's gift to them. I really do. I think that she let that happen, and that was that. There you go. There's the reason she didn't contact you.
Yeah, but she's the one later that corrected and said no, he was fired. Mm. She said that later on in a thing. I don't know. Well, either way,
I don't know. I guess I don't know the situation, but Jax was talking major shit. He had been for a long time, even up into the point where he was still employed. He was still running his mouth. So I think that Lisa doesn't like that. Lisa likes extreme loyalty and extreme, you know, she likes Sheena. She likes people that are going to come to World Dog Day no matter what and, you know, honor her. And that's what she's looking. If you don't do that, then you're you're not on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was funny when he's like, look, you know, like we reached out and said, hope you're okay. You know, when Ken fell off that horse or whatever happened, I'm like, what? When did Ken fall off a horse? I remember Kim carrying a horse. get it right. Like, that's how much he cares. It's like he doesn't remember that Lisa almost died falling off a horse. What do you think about Pandora not inviting Cruz to Teddy's birthday parties, but all the other kids are invited? Like, when was Pandora ever friends with Lala? Like, she was friends with Stassi and Sheena from the old school days, right? Pre-Vanderpump. But why does Ocean get to go?
Because Lala is on Vanderpump Rules. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think Pandora is like no dummy. She knows who like the It crew is and who isn't. And that's why they're not invited.
Yeah.
It's not nice though. I would, it sucks.
Yeah.
Poor Cruz.
I mean, I don't know if she wants headlines and like, she'd get like, you know, Vander babies together, but I guess she gets that anyways.
Yeah. Cause they are. Sad.
Okay, so they're talking, this is the best part, talking about midlife crisis, and James is like, I'm going to be like 55, and I'm going to go to Bali or something. I'm going to prepare for it. It's going to be fine. And then Brock's like, I don't know. This is just Jerry's golden hour. Finest moment. Are you going to Twitter? Well, Brock, some may say that those boots are a midlife crisis. I think the best part was James's reaction to that. He, like, fell off his chair, Sandoval tattoo style.
I mean, oh, thank you for finally saying something. Like, I like the fact that it's taken this, like, we're on episode mother effing 13, and we're just now mentioning this. Like, thanks, Jerry. Thanks for the great journalistic work. But I loved it. It was such an amazing scene. And you know what? I fucking loved Brock's, like, reasoning for it, too. He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
He's like, I really enjoy heels.
He's like, because I can.
He's like, you know what? I started with a little kitten heel, and then I moved up. And well, you guys, he really has. Like, you know, we've known Brock from the jump here, and it has just, it's gotten higher and higher.
I do respect that he knows the pain and respects his wife and women wearing heels, because I was thinking about it myself, because as a person who, you know, Holly has seen me many times walk around with my boots or shoes in hand going, ow, 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 that he recognized that, because I thought, well, he's no James Kennedy. He's a husky boy. That's a lot of weight on those heels. So I'm like, he's got to be feeling the pain a little bit. And he acknowledged that he does. So I appreciate the realness.
I appreciate that he owned it. Like, he didn't, like, get embarrassed or, like, not answer or get mad at Jerry or James for laughing. He just, like, really leaned into it and was like, yep, I like it. So, you know, he's a long ways from the pig farm, and he likes the heels.
Yeah.
He likes Hollywood. He shares that later, too. He's into it. He vibes.
So, speaking of Sheeners, Janet reveals that, we heard this, I just forgot about it, that Sheena has hooked up with Jason, her husband Jason, before. So that makes them, they have shared John Mayer. They both slept with John Mayer, you guys. I don't know if you guys knew Janet did, but she did. They have slept with Jason. They have hooked up with Shep. I think Janet slept with Shep. I'm not 100% sure. But I know she made out with him, and I know Sheena made out with Shep, but Sheena didn't have sex with Shep. But, I mean, that's three right there.
Yeah.
So. We forgot yesterday to talk about Jax saying the word superfluous.
Oh. I mean. That was a big misstep by Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's actually comical. And it's actually, like, not even funny, because it's so off that, like, does she even know her own people? Because I obviously not.
And Jax's reaction is like, huh? He's like, I do not know what that word means. He's like, I guarantee you I would have never used that word. And I'm like,
100%.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he still can't even say it. It's like, superfluous.
Yeah.
Superfluous.
I don't even want to attempt to try it right now. Superfluous.
Superfluous.
No. I'm with you, Jax.
Okay, I figured out. I missed this when. Remember, we were talking about Schwartz and Ariana, and they were mathing, and I was like, ugh, too much math. In the rewatch, I realized he said, and that's where Ariana's jaw dropped, that after the. You know, Sandoval will have to refinance once Ariana's off the house, and he'll end up paying $22,000 a month. So even if he had Schwartz's, he'd still be paying $16,000 a month.
Yeah.
When he's used to paying, like, I think their mortgage was $15,000, right? So it was like $75,000 each. How much money is this cover band making?
Yeah.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Yeah. So. That's it. That's all I have. Did I miss anything?
yes. wait, hold on. Let me find.
A couple from Norway. James March 1st.
James March 1st. Oh, well, I guess there was like just more Sheena stuff, like Sheena talking about, you know, her and Britney. We kind of covered this on the last one, so we don't have to get back into it. But they were getting more into like being the breadwinners and their, you know, and their manly men egos, you know, the guys have, and how, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, I did write that down. I mean, I feel like I do worry a little bit about Brock, like the way she was like, he's like, I just finally get to have a little fun, you know, in the pool. He just wanted to stay a little longer. But I feel I've been in this situation. I know how it feels. I feel like he feels like he's under her thumb, and he kind of has to go along with what she says goes, because she's the breadwinner. And eventually that's going to build up into a big ball of resentment, and it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Maybe he should say, honey, if you want to go so bad, go ahead, take an Uber. I'll meet you at home later, you know. But he doesn't feel like he can right now because of the situation. So as much as Brittany and Sheena are saying, you know, we're equal partners, it's women, you know, feminism, and or it's no, you're probably, I mean, you're I'm not saying you're resenting him for not working because you're asking him to stay home right now and do this for her, but then at the same time you're telling him what he can and can't do.
That's, well, and then what did what did you think about when Lala and Janet kind of weighed in on that? Or was it Janet who was sitting there with Lala, or Kristen? I don't know who like they are basically like Lala was saying,
Brittany.
Yeah, she's like, look, she's like, you know, I don't know what Sheena would do if Brock actually had to get up and had to go somewhere. Like, she would literally, like, her world would be toppled upside down.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I hope she doesn't get mad that I said that. And then she said it, like, 3 more times.
Right.
So I was like, oh, so you really got over that quick.
I disagree, though. She's like, she's always been like that. It's every man is, like, her, you know, yes man. And I'm like, it was very opposite with Rob.
Yeah,
he was very much the man in that situation.
Yeah, and she did tailspin. She flipped out.
That's true.
She literally was like a robot, like malfunctioning.
Yeah, don't know what to do. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Huh. I don't, and then, yeah, I just like, I feel that for Brock too. Like, I actually am I'm rooting for him for something to happen really good to him, where he feels really successful and where it's really acknowledged that he did something successful, because like his content that he's doing right now. Oh my God. I forgot to mention this on the last podcast too. It is killing me how he's calling everyone legends. I can't do it. Not what? Because
he called me a legend. I thought that was special.
Ugh.
Thanks for the love, legend.
He's like,
a legend. He knows our podcast.
Good morning, legends. It's like when people were so pissed, like when we started calling, like this was like at the beginning of the podcast, and Chad was like, what if you called them pumpers? And like everyone was like, stop calling us pumpers. Like they were so upset. And it's like, okay, we will not call you pumpers.
I like, still call pumpers, and I still have the Pumpers Nation Twitter handle.
I liked it. Like I consider myself a pumper. Like I didn't think it was so offensive, but apparently it is. So geez. But it just like I'm being offended by legends right now. But I have a reason. So this is going to probably reach no one on this podcast, but I'll say it anyways. My kids watched this YouTube channel of this family, and they are called the Norris Nuts. And they originated the legends. They call their followers the legends. They have merch the legend. It's like it's their thing, and it's been that way. I don't know. I've watched them for as long as 10 years or something. So It just bugs me. It like it triggers me back to like a stupid like kids YouTube channel, but whatever. But anyways, what I was saying is I feel like his content lately has been him laying bricks, right? He's like out there and he's like, what's up, legends? Today I've got Summer Moon out here with a wheelbarrow and look what we're doing. And whew, she just brought me a cup of lemonade and now I'm going to go dress up like a princess and have a tea party. like that. And it's cute. You know, it's like people are like, that's awesome. Like you should start like a... you know, a home building channel, or you should, you know, do something like you're so, Sheena's so lucky, blah, 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 blah. And, it just makes me sad because I'm sure he loves to throw himself into projects like that when they come up, because then he feels like he's doing something and Sheena can say thank you. And you know what I mean?
And he's saving her money. Like yeah. It's something she wanted done or was going to do,
yes.
But he's saving her three times the money.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I like that brick wall that they're putting out there, though. So, like, in that neighborhood, there's so many cute gates that you can put up. Like, you know, they want privacy in the front because it's very open and it's on the corner of that busy street and everything. So I get it. But when I saw what he was doing, I was like, oh, I wish they would have picked something else. Like, Lala has a gate in front of her house and it's kind of the vibe of the whole Valley neighborhood. And like the same one is like Jax. They put that up. That's what's mm-hmm. in style is like that the gate that goes across. It has like the horizontal lines, you know. So mm-hmm. I was like, really, the brick? I don't know. But yeah. But whatever. Not my choice. So, I don't know. Brock, I feel for you. I've been in that situation, too. And I know that. And then I just wonder, like, does he have to ask her, like, hey, babe, can I get some lifts? Can I buy some heeled boots? You know, like, or does he
can I have the checkbook?
Yeah. Like, does she be like, what did you buy at, you know... Forever 21, Brock.
Here's your $200 for the week. Use it wisely.
Yeah, yeah. That. Ooh. I don't think she. I doubt she's like that. She seems very generous. But even yeah. like even if someone is very generous, it's like you don't ever want to ask for something for yourself. You know. I don't know. It's that sucks.
Yeah.
So yeah. Hopefully he starts making more than $5,000 on the show.
He's in the opening credits, right?
Yeah.
Is he? No, he's not.
No, he's not. No.
Because she's with Lala and
is he,
James.
Is he on the reunion stage? He is, isn't he?
Yep. The whole time, probably. Well,
okay. There. He's racking up some dough there.
If you're on the main stage the whole time, you should be in the main credits.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we get into the Valley?
Yes.
We start off with Luke taking some prenatal vitamins. Now, do you think that will, like, make him grow boobs or anything?
I don't know, but, like, I'm having a problem with Luke. Here we are, right off the jump. Sorry, Luke. Like, I really like Luke. I like you. But I feel like...
He needs to wear some sunscreen?
Oh my gosh. Well, my skin can get like that sometimes too. I know. He gets so red. What was I going to say? I don't know why this bothers me, but have you ever been around a couple that like they banter back and forth? Like that's kind of like their love language. And it's like sometimes it doesn't even make sense, but like that's how they like flirt with each other.
Yeah.
I just, that's how he is with Kristen. That's how they are with each other. Like, they're like for instance, like on the first scene where they're like hiking and he's like, well, I guess we'll just keep practicing. You know what? And he's
they
like,
keep doing that.
Yeah. And he's like, did you take those prenatals? Cause I did. I'm like, I don't know.
Like and then he said again, he's like, I guess we'll keep practicing.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, like we get it. You know how to screw. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and they like wink at each other like, oh, we're naughty. It's like, Chris, you're 40.
Yeah, and it's just, and it's like, you're saying it like no one else is even listening. Like, we are, but like, we don't want to. It's very bizarre.
I figured out why we couldn't figure out Sporty Spice. Lala's kicked out of the group. Kristen can be Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Yes.
That just leaves no room for Lala. Well, I guess... Oh, yeah. No room for Lala. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's just more of them. And then he's like, well, I can't, like, hunter, bow hunter, fish. There is a place you can in San Diego. He can go bow, like shoot his bow. I'll tell him next time. It's right along the freeway, like literally. I'm always scared driving through that. I'm like, am I going to get like a bow in my head by like someone that can't shoot straight? Because literally it's like this big place you go and it's literally on the freeway. Anyways, he's like, I feel like most of the stuff, you know, this is your apartment. And then they pan around to her apartment. And okay, why does she have a giant keyboard? I know why she has a guitar. She plays guitar. She has a giant keyboard. And then she has, like, she's got a mirror on the floor. She's got, like, a 5-foot-tall Lumi light. And then she has I don't know, is it a bed? Is it a day bed masquerading as a couch?
It looks like that. Like a lounger sort of thing.
Well, it did look very comfortable because, like, they have, like, one throw pillow up against the wall. And, like...
It's probably, like, for her dog or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, I have a problem with this, too. Like, I know that, like, this is, like, it's a storyline. It's a storyline that they're creating for us to show conflict. Like, okay, here's Luke, but he has 1 foot back in Colorado, and he doesn't like it here. You know, like, what's Kristen going to do? Uh-oh. So they keep on trying to make it a thing. But yeah.
She's I can't live in Colorado. Last time I was there was 99 degrees. And I was like, you live in the valley where it's not only 99, it's smoggy. At least in Colorado, you're getting some clean air.
Yeah.
Like 99.
The valley? It's 99 in the valley, like more than half the year.
I totally. That made no sense.
But
air conditioning because he doesn't have water and
electricity. Yeah.
Yeah. That hand fan can only go so far. Told you it's Prison Valley where he lives. It's the desert. It's not.
Yeah. So I feel like that heat, like when it's like hot there, you know, when you have nothing to, you know, like no relief to go in and into the nice air conditioned air. Maybe that's what she's talking about, because in the valley, you absolutely have to have AC.
Yeah.
We saw that in the other clip when Danny didn't have AC.
Oh my God. Well, his broke.
Yeah.
They had it.
That's right. But like they like suffered.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And that's why I just couldn't I'd be like, hey, can I come over to your house? Or I'll go to a hotel. And then that's when I realized there's no way he can carry two babies and a toddler. And it's not like he can run down to his car. I mean, I guess he could run down to his car. But either way, you're leaving children alone.
Yeah, no, like, it's just a lot. And then the one is like 2 years old. And he, like to take that kid into a hotel room when you're, you know, the other two have to lay sleeping on the bed. It just doesn't sound fun. But yeah, with the heat, it's like, I was just thinking, you know, we don't have AC here. And it gets hotter than hell here too. And it used to be that, like, me and Chad would be like, let's go walk at the mall or something. Like, let's go cool off. And now, like, malls are dead, so you can't even do that anymore. I don't know where we're going to go.
Remember the Brad?
Yeah.
They go to Mission Viejo Mall and do that exact thing.
That place is dying, too.
Yeah, because all the other malls are freaking outdoor. Well, I guess you could go to South Coast Plaza, part of it.
Yeah, that's not fun, though.
No.
it's not enjoyable. Like, they don't even have a freaking Wetzel Pretzel. Like, that is not a mall.
I've always hated that place. And then everything else is California style. It's an outdoor mall.
Yeah. Which, it's nice, but, like, I don't know. we were at the grocery store yesterday, and this cute little granny turns around and tries to talk to Daisy. And, you know, Daisy's painfully shy, so she's, like, hiding behind me. And the granny's like, I like your headband. She was wearing a headband, too, so she must like headbands. And she's like, where'd she get that, if you don't mind me asking? And it's funny, because Daisy wears this, like, bejeweled headband, like, almost every day. It's, like, black with all these little, like, rhinestones on it. It's, like, very gaudy, and she loves it. And so I was like, well, you know what? We got it at Claire's. And the lady's like, Claire's? What's that? And I said, oh, it's a little accessory place in the mall. And she goes, oh, I haven't been to the mall in years. And I said, well, don't go now, because
yeah,
they're gone.
Huh.
Yeah. But Claire's you can find other places. But Ronnie's like, Mom, why didn't you just say Target? That was too complicated for her.
Everybody knows Claire's.
I know. I know. I felt bad. I was like, aw.
All right. So this is a weird scene. Jax pulls up in his golf cart to go. And you guys, he does really drive that to Jax's. Where they are right now is Jax's bar, but they're at Rocco's, which is conjoined. He really does pull up in the golf cart. Every time we've seen him, he pulls up in that. But I found it weird. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go meet Jasmine for a Coke.
That was the most odd. That was the weirdest pairing I've ever seen, and like so unnatural and bizarre.
Yes. He's like, can I tell you something? You promise you won't tell anyone else? I mean, I do respect that Jasmine's like, I know his deal. He drops these little truth bombs and hopes that you're going to run with it. And like, she's not going to fall. She didn't fall for his trick, his fly trap, but she kind of did.
Yeah.
She like partially told Janet stuff.
Yeah. Well, and Janet's really good at pulling it out. She just like, she keeps talking until you're like, you like semi-agree. You're like, oh.
So does it have to do what? Yeah. Exactly.
She's all, does it start with the letter L?
So he's explaining to her him and Brittany's issues right now, and like they haven't had sex, and Brittany's love language is his head between her legs. I can't get that image out of my head. And Brittany has a lot of sex toys, so they go through a lot of batteries in this house. Like, is he trying to like get a battery deal because it worked for Ariana?
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, really?
Which, since Sandoval did point out all the batteries he has to buy, that does kind of back up, like, he and Ariana maybe never had sex because, you know, she's using a lot of batteries like Brittany.
That's funny.
And she's like, well, you know, she's like, look at Jesse Michelle. He's like, no, we will never, ever, ever end up like them. Never. Like, and he cursed himself, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
And then that's when Jax revealed that Jesse said he'd be shocked if his marriage lasted more than 2 months.
Yeah.
Jax told Michelle that Kristen told him that Michelle's been texting other men. And Jasmine's like, oh, that's why she was protecting Michelle. He's like, yep, exactly. And he's like, I'm sure he's very worried. I'm worried Kristen will open her mouth and it'll be life-altering gossip. But it seems like Jesse knows, because when he's yelling at Kristen in the hallway later, he's like, you better not reveal any skeletons about my wife. I don't already know. So you know skeletons about your wife? Like, do you think, like, when she left him a year ago, he knows, like, she slept with someone or whatever then, but then she came back to him, and like, do you think he knows all along about this boyfriend, or do you think she just was with that guy when she left him a year ago, but now she's been loyal again? What do you think Jesse knows?
I think Jesse knows it all, and what he's yelling out is that I don't want this revealed on this show. You know, yes. Like they're certain they've agreed to tell a certain story and let it play out whatever way, but they are not trying to tell that part of the story.
Yeah, I think they came up with as a couple. They're like,
yes,
we need to reveal some stuff to be salacious and be like a hit on the show.
Yes.
It's like, okay, well, how about we say this? You left me a year ago, but let's not reveal all of it. Because we don't want to be embarrassed, and we have these real estate reputations,
and
so we don't want to look like cheaters or liars.
And I think they're protecting their daughter. You know, like, it's – the whole thing is – like, that – the way they presented the story on the show, I think, is okay and natural that, like, it's – you know, your parents can split up and they're not happy anymore. That's the story they're spinning. That makes sense. But to add in that this whole other thing was going on – while your dad is sitting in therapy trying to make it work with your mom, that's kind of crappy.
So you know what I think?
What?
I think a year ago, a year before when they said this, she did leave him. But that's when Jax got the green light, the go-ahead for the show. You know, it took a while to develop and plan. And she started to scramble in her brain, oh my God, they're not going to have me or us on the show unless we're a couple. Otherwise, I'm just some random single chick, right? And she's not charismatic. She's not fun. Who would cast her as a single person, right? So she scrambled. And she's like, Jesse, either he was in on it or he wasn't. She got back together with Jesse to be on the show. I 1,000% believe that. And that's why they're trying to control the narrative. That's why, oh, she's got a boyfriend and she's trying to divorce him, but she's still acting like jealous when he's talking to the Burning Man girl, or she's telling him to speak, don't speak, be quiet, don't be quiet. Like, ma'am, you can't tell him what to do anymore, because they're trying to present this image, and it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You can't control the narrative on a reality show.
Well,
or it comes off as inauthentic.
Totally. Or like, the audience can sense something is up. Like it was, her behavior was so bizarre. And his, too. Like, both of, it's like, okay, you guys sure can unite on something. Damn.
Even when the producer flat out asks her, he's like, what secrets is Kristen protecting? What secrets does she have on you? And she did that nervous laugh like Julia does when they're busted and they're like, hee-hee-hee, or uncomfortable. Some people laugh, right? And it's awkward. You're like, why are you laughing? She's like, let's just say I don't understand Kristen anymore. I'm like, that didn't answer the question. And you didn't lie because you don't want to be accused of lying to producers. By answering that way.
I also think that they were not expecting for the audience to rally around Kristen like they have. Like, the Watch What Happens Live polls showed that the audience is 100% behind Kristen. They see right through everybody. Like, we've known Kristen way longer. Kristen is our reality star. And we're not going to, like, with these people, like, put her down. These people who have just started on the show were like, yeah, we don't like Kristen anymore either. We don't trust her. Like, no, we do. And she's right.
You know that saying, it's better the devil you know than the one you don't?
Mm-hmm.
So even for the people that, you know, Kristen's polarizing, she has Kristen stans or she has Kristen haters. Everyone does. Lala, Sheena, Stassi, so even for the Kristen haters, they're like, well, this is the devil we know. We don't know and we don't trust you two yet because we don't know anything. And you seem a little sketch. And at least we know Kristen and we know what she's about, even if we don't like her. You know, I'm saying we as in the people that don't like her, not me, myself. So, yeah, I think that's exactly right what you said.
Yeah.
And I definitely think they are only together to get on this show. And now that they've solidified their first season, they could be asked back as single people. Because maybe people or producers want to see, oh, let's see how they interact with each other split up. Are they going to be volatile? Are they, you know what I mean? Like, they could be asked back.
Well, people, I mean, I feel like Jesse has come on so strong and kind of the same thing. Like, I've heard people hate him, people love him, same thing. But with what has happened to him and how he's kind of been a little more vulnerable than Michelle, people are rooting for him a little bit and they want to see you know, like what happens. And then the other explosive part of him is so interesting for T. I mean, he's in for sure. Michelle, I don't know.
She can be a friend of.
Okay, there's like two things that like I have to talk about on this episode. Number one, can we talk about when Jax was like, "Hello, hello," like when he couldn't work the phone, and he's like, "It's echoing. I can't. It's echo. It's hello. Wait, that was me again. It's echoing. It's echoing."
Like, and he's like, "My wife doesn't allow me to use WhatsApp," which makes sense. And then Jason's like, "Can you, how about Instagram?" It's like, "You can call people on Instagram."
It was just like,
it was so real.
Yeah, it was really like, sometimes Jax is acting and it's like really annoying because it's like, it's not funny Jax, but this actually was. I liked that scene. Now the next one that like, what about the Burning Man girl?
Okay, I mean, did you think they were flirting with her? I think Luke was flirting with her more than Jax was. But Jesse was kind of. But at this point, Jesse had revealed he just was told by his therapist 2 hours ago that his wife's probably going to divorce him. So he's probably like, fuck it, let me have some fun. Let me blow some steam. And then Michelle comes up with daggers in her eyes, like, what's going on here? It's like, what do you care? You're divorcing him.
Yeah, you don't even like him. You're not even attracted to him. You said that.
Yeah, you said Mama can have him.
Yeah. And it's like she's joking, but she's so freaking dry about it that it's like, it's not funny and it's not fun to watch. Like, no. I actually, like, just, like, I never wanted to, like, pull someone's hair before, but I just want to, like, give it, like, a little yank so her head pulls back a little bit.
I do want to pull her hair.
I don't know why. I've never.
Oh, my God. I've never thought of that. But now that you said it, I'm like, I have a strong desire to pull her hair, too.
It's like
I don't need to punch her anymore.
I just want to see her head, like, bob a little bit.
I would be like, ow.
Yeah. And then, like, it would change her face maybe a little. I don't know. But, yeah, like I wanted to pull her hair right there and be like, you can't say that. Like, you're not allowed to come and say that. But no, I in a way I was like, is it like a little disrespectful, the things that they were like thinking about this girl? Or when Jax is like, I wish my wife would dress like that. It's like, that's kind of fucking rude. Like
yeah,
Brittany,
like,
Brittany walked in. Yeah, she walked in like with her tits out. Like, she looked amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what else can Brittany do? Like, she does it all for you. Her skin was glowing. Her hair was beautiful. Like,
why didn't you say that to Michelle? Because she was dressed like that, too. Just, she was showing as much as the Burning Man girl.
Yeah, he probably likes it. That's why he checked in on her at the table. He's like, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you doing? Can I see the slit in that dress?
Are you chilly? I see your nips are out.
Yeah, here's my, let me put this jacket on you, because if I look at you, I'm going to get a boner.
I just sent you a couple. I'm going to put a montage together. I'm going to get better shots, but I just sent you a couple, like,
of the hair
shots of Michelle glaring, like the daggers and the black eyes and just hatred.
I'm okay, like, so then the next thing that, like, I have to say was when Jesse banged on the table again, I lost it just like Kristen did. I was like, not again. Like, is this is, like, his go-to thing, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Did I agree with her saying the word abusive? No, but I she used the wrong word. She should have said aggressive or something like that.
Aggressive's good.
That's like enough, you know? And then I just have such an issue when Michelle raises her voice.
Oof. It's kind of grating.
Yes. And
I gotta speak.
Or it's like when like I'm trying to say something and get something out, and like if Chad happens to say calm down to me, like it's like, what? Like I'm trying to say something right now. Don't tell me to calm down. Like I'm not, like, just listen to what I'm saying. It's like when she's like, I want to talk for 1 minute. Everyone sit. It's like, how do you deserve the room to sit down? Like she's always like pulling like an ego trip over them or something, or like, you guys, enough talking about me. I will talk about me. I will speak. Me.
Yeah, she kind of sounds like the theme song.
And And it's like the she gets her mouth in like this certain shape when she's yelling, and it like
a puckered circle.
Yeah, it may be why she always has like that resting bitch face, because it just looks good when she's like that. Because when she really gets going, it's like what, like her whole face transforms into something else.
Yeah. Transformer.
It's like that. What is it? There's like a mad little squirrel that she reminds me of. Like, it's like.
Let's not bring squirrels into this.
Okay.
That's too far, Holly. Too far. Yeah. Okay. So how about when they're at the dinner table and she's, I mean, I know we're going jumping ahead, and but since we're talking about them, when she's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so quiet? You need to talk. And he's like, I'm just like, and he reveals why. And so you kind of feel bad for him. So then he's like, fine, you want me to talk? Hey guys, what about Burning Man? She's like, shut up. And it's like, he can't win. Like, literally.
And then later in the hall, like when they're fighting, you know, he's like, I was just talking about Burning Man. She's like, are you going to Burning Man? Are you going? And he's like, no, but, and she's like, that's what I thought. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
He should go to Burning Man. Jesse should go to Burning Man.
I hope he goes to the Mermaid Fashion Show.
Yeah.
I died when I think her name's Gabby. She's like, yeah, you should come. She's like, we're going to have a real life mermaid here.
I know. And she's like, we're taking over the entire outdoor. Like, good for you, Gabby. Like, you go.
I want to meet this real life mermaid.
Me too. I freaking love mermaids.
Yeah, what's going on? He was.
But then, just really, really quick back to what you said when you were saying that she's like, be more fun. Jesse, like, no one knows this, Jesse. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I don't know. Maybe if there was something interesting going on at this stupid party, at this dumb dinner. And everyone, and Brittany's like, you know what? I'm taking up for Jax right now. This is his party about him going bald, and it is very exciting. The whole thing was hysterical, dude.
That, he's like, come on, guys, we're going to dinner. I'm like, oh, they're going to, you know, the restaurant right there down from the Sky Bar.
No.
They're going into a
ballroom.
Not even a ballroom, a conference room. Gallery A.
Yeah, and I totally agree with freaking Kristen. Why do they put them at these long tables? No one can talk. Every time we go out to lunch with like Chad's dad, every effing time we're at a long table. So it's like I'm stuck talking to the freaking kids always, and then Chad's having a conversation with all the adults, and I'm just like, it's like you can't, it's physically impossible to yell across the table. It sucks.
I would be happy to sit with the kids.
I mean, I always am, but it does, it's always like, well, that was a great visit with you guys. Yeah. Not
right.
See you next time.
I mean, this is just straight up embarrassing. Like, the budget or what's going on with this. Like, the walls are, like, off-white. They got the little makeshift bar. Like, it's every trade show I've been to.
No, it looked like it was one of the rooms where they pull the divider. It's all, yes. You know?
It's every banquet. It's
It's every, like, those are our competition rooms, too. We're always in those things. It's like, ugh. Or it's the dressing room. It was the dressing room.
Yeah. They have this little menu as if like anybody has a choice. They're just like a bad wedding. Steak or salmon? Steak or salmon? You know, I'm like, okay.
And was that a bowl of potatoes or mushrooms? I couldn't.
Yeah. Like... So then it says potato confit. And I'm picturing like the stacky thing from Maestros that we love. You know, like the.
Yes, yes.
Layered thing.
Scalloped. Confit. Yeah.
I mean, I think confit just means it was like cooked in duck fat or something, but no, it was just like a bowl of roasted potatoes, like basic bitch, and then charred broccolini. Like, oh, you couldn't afford real broccoli. Like, I fucking hate broccolini. It's stupid. It's just like, I mean, it's like potatoes and broccolini and steak or salmon. Like, ooh, what a nice dinner. Because at first I felt bad. I'm like, that's kind of rude that they didn't invite Sherry and Mama. Like, they just flew in. They probably like a nice dinner.
They're all bye.
And then I see Brittany's face later, which is like, yeah, baby, another shot. I'm like, oh, Brittany wants to drink. And yeah. She can't shit faced in front of Matt.
They're all, anyone wants some tequila? She's all, yeah. Could you imagine if Brittany was with Randall, what they would do to everyone's ears?
Oh, God.
She's all, happy Tuesday. She's all, happy Tuesday.
Shake your shot. Motherfucking bop. I forget the words to that little. Let's take a shot. Let's stop. There's a motherfucking shot. But yeah, that food.
And I feel like Sherry would also be impressed with Randall when he came to the farm. She's like, Randall Emmett, are you gonna be my son-in-law? You're
movies and you have a private plane.
I mean, I just can't believe what my little Brittany's done.
You know Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. You are as big as they get. Yeah, okay, so they have this bad food in a bad room with a bad conversation, or no conversation, according to Michelle. And...
I just have to comment one more thing on Jesse. So, I have been in this situation where normally I'm pretty fun, I'm pretty loud, and there's been times where either someone is louder than me or I'm in the presence of people that I don't know, so I can't let my personality out. And people will say to me, Holly, what's wrong? Why are you so quiet? What's going on? So I also found that annoying. Like, you know, like sometimes you can't be yes. your freaking self. Like, can he just sit there and sit next to you, Michelle? Can you support him for once?
Yeah, exactly. It's really annoying. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Why are you so quiet? Like, shut up.
I did appreciate Jax when he said, Jesse's out of his comfort zone here. He doesn't understand why we're having dinner in a room where there's only one fork. And I'm like, in that moment, I really connected with Jesse.
And that was pretty fucking funny. Like, that was funny. Also, did you see anyone else at all during this dinner? They showed Kristen and Luke fighting, and then they went to Michelle and Jesse, Brittany ordering her tequila, but I never even saw the fucking other side of the table.
Right? Except for when, like, Michelle commanded everyone back in. Yeah. Like, everyone's on the hallway fighting, and then there's, like, the quiet, nice people, like, well, they Jason and Nia and Danny.
Nia and Danny got reaction shots in. Like, that was about it, though. But, oh, man.
So, okay. Jax is going to, okay, what do you think about Jax opening the bar before it's totally ready and Brittany wanting him to wait? He's not going to
pull a dumb storyline. Like, we don't care. Yeah. Well, they did it. They opened it. Like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
Now, did you think that the disturbance, you know, or when Jesse hit the table, like, did you think it was fair that Kristen wanted to excuse herself?
I mean, that's not good reality TV, Kristen.
Yeah. It turned into it because they let us hear the producer talking, but that was amazing. Like, the last, so you guys, I didn't get to see the end. On the last podcast, I was saying that my frickin' phone died. And so right as this was happening, the thing went dead. So I ran to my charger and I'm like, it just died. It shouldn't take that long to amp back up. And it was during a commercial. I was like, I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. The thing took four. Like, it was ridiculous. So I missed it. But I got to rewatch. And I was like, my blood. I was just like, this is amazing. Amazing. It's so good.
Yeah. And wasn't it even Jax that, like, was like, shh to the table so yes. that they could all use
yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jax.
Well, that's Jax with his producer hat on. You know, he's like, you guys shut the fuck up. It's happening out there. Like,
don't. Yeah, it's
like,
happening now.
Yeah.
So she wants to politely excuse herself. And as she's arguing with Luke, she's like, his own wife calls him a douchebag. And she's like, can you imagine if I called you a douchebag? And Luke's like, well, you have. And she's like fighting like, no, I haven't. But then it's revealed she is sober. Because she was kind of, it almost seemed like she was slurring a little bit. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah. So Chad came walking in on that when I was watching that, and he's like, "Oh, well, Kristen's hammered." And I whipped my head to him so fast, and I'm like, "She's sober."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, she is."
She did come off a little woozy.
Yeah.
Like boozy woozy. So that surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, she goes into the hallway and she's like, I am not going to, you know,
ruin someone's family, out them.
So I am confused. So let's like begin the fight.
Yes.
I am confused because we have to keep in mind, let's say even this racist thing, but this show has not aired yet. No one knows about the racist thing, like the public. What Jesse and Kristen kept yelling at, I mean, Jesse and Michelle kept yelling at Kristen, do you know what you've done to our family? You have ruined our family. You have ruined our marriage. Like, how did Kristen ruin their marriage and their family? How? Like, I could say if the show had been released and Kristen started this rumor that Jesse and Michelle are racist and, like, the whole world canceled them. I get it. But this is before that happened, and in fact, that didn't happen. Jesse and Michelle are not canceled because of a rumor of if they're racist or not. They're canceled. Well, they're not even canceled. They're canceled because they're not likable.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm telling you right now, I would not use either of them as my agent. Like, I just wouldn't. Like, they don't, like, if they were fun or something, like, okay, but, like, they're not.
But how, what did Kristen do to ruin their family and their marriage?
I was thinking about that as well, and I was, and it's like, do you guys, maybe you don't know how they've edited the show, but the show has been edited to show that you guys had problems. Michelle, you have a problem, you know, and Jesse's going through, you're trying to fix it. So yeah, it like, I'm wondering if they didn't know how they were going to edit that, because it made no sense.
Maybe.
But the other thing I was thinking is, you know, during the pitch of a show, and they've been trying to get this show on for so long and get the right players in there and everything, maybe Kristen did say, you know, tell everybody about what is going on with them, thinking that it would stay a secret, and it didn't or something. And then, you know what, I like, maybe that's how she ruined it. I don't know.
I mean, because she did tell Jax about Michelle texting a guy.
Yeah.
So
that's the only, that was like my only working theory on that. But
so maybe Kristen didn't really protect her because she told Jax, the biggest gossip in the world.
And they're pitching a show. Like, I think Kristen and Jax would cross that line to get their show picked up. Like, you know, like, look, we have this couple that is about to implode. You got to get this recorded.
We'll help it along.
Yeah. And then, but the other thing that I found so interesting during this whole interaction was Michelle jumps up and she's so, what's it called? Protective of Jesse. Like, if I was Jesse, I would be, have the, like, whiplash from, like, the, the switch. And it's like, you just, like, you can't stand me. You can barely look at me. But then you're like, don't touch my husband with, like, with her eyes going crazy. And then, you know, just like death, you know, just like very protective, like, you know, it'd be like, oh shit, she does love me, you know?
Now this is the second time Jesse has called Kristen irrelevant. He did it at the first fist pounding argument and he did it again. You're irrelevant. You're irrelevant. And it's like, I think like what you were saying earlier, they didn't realize the power Kristen carries.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're
be on her side.
And they are like, not allowed to say that. Like they just aren't. No. Like it's, and it's not working. The fans are totally on Kristen's side. I mean, the polls were like a landslide. And I truly think they did not think it was gonna be like that. I thought they thought we were all gonna laugh at Kristen and be like, oh my god, look at Kristen again. Like crazy Kristen. It's like she's our crazy Kristen though. And most of the time. And I think that the other thing that maybe they weren't expecting is what happened with Scandoval is it gave a lot of validation to the things that Kristen did and the things Kristen said. And it's been proven that a lot of the things she said were actually true. She was gaslit into like being this crazy person when she was actually telling the truth. So when she's telling the truth on here about certain things and they're like, wait, look, you can't trust her. You know how it's, you know how Kristen is. We know it. I mean, we've dealt with this for 2 years now. It's like, we've dealt with it for 10 and we know when she's telling the truth and when she's not.
Yeah, let's flash to season 10 reunion when Sandoval and Ariana acknowledge that Miami Girl was real.
Yes. That's the...
It did happen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, oof. Yeah, I don't know, but that episode, I actually... Vanderpump was really good, but I really fucking enjoyed the Valley. And, like, and although I'm excited to start the San Francisco trip on Vanderpump, I'm really excited to finish this shit up next week, too.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else happened in this fight. Okay. Okay, so Kristen got the divorce you in 2 months wrong. She got that backwards, as Jax pointed out. And Jesse did genuinely look confused. He's like, what? He's like, I never said that. Because he didn't.
But yeah, the confusion was like, he's like, I know I've heard that before, but it was reversed.
And Jesse just really going after Luke while Michelle's really going after Kristen. And then it like breaks out into like, oh, cause finally like Luke's walking away. He's like, your issue's with your wife. You need to talk to your wife. Like your issue's not with Kristen. What did you say? And that.
Which that was
a reasonable statement.
It was.
Just set Luke, Jesse over the edge. And what tears after Luke, the producers have to step in. Zach steps in. Zach gets pushed. And
justice for Zach, dude. He really got nailed. He like
justice for Zach, except for when he called out Schwartz's hair as like, no, sir, this isn't it. It's a little, well, Zach.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. You should not be commenting on hair. But yeah, he stepped in and then like even producers, they were pushing Luke back. He's like, dude, you have to push me back. I was backing up the whole time. Like,
well, and the aggressor once again was Jesse. And although Luke sometimes rubs me the wrong way and like how he jumps into everything too, I appreciated that he was like, what are you going to do? Hit her? Like, is that what you're coming at her? You're going to hit her? Yeah. And it's true, like, that was the energy he was giving to Kristen. Like, that is not okay. It's not okay.
I definitely see a push definitely could have happened.
Well, and then, and that was, like, the point of contention when Michelle walks in. Kristen's like, you didn't even see it. And she's like, what did I not see? What did I not see then? And it's like, he pushed her, you freaking idiot. Like, Kristen's trying to not say it, to not make it a bigger deal. And this idiot, it keeps on trying to make her, it's like, are you, like... I cannot wait for next week.
I know. And it just ends so well when, like, Luke's storming down the hallway. He's like, I'm not going to drop it, but I don't give a fuck about them. He's like, I'm going to tell the truth, and I don't give a shit. He's a narcissistic asshole. They're both trash. And then Kristen's like, fine. Because Michelle straight up says, stop protecting me. I don't care. Stop protecting me. As Kristen, I'd be like, all right, bitch, fine. Guess what, everyone? She's had a boyfriend for a year, and I've known about it, and I've approved it, because I hate Jesse. But, yeah.
So what do you think she's going to say? Do you think, like, the table, everyone's going to be sitting there, and she's like, you guys, fine, I had a boyfriend. Like, what the hell is she going to say?
I have a feeling what they're going to do is they made it seem like everyone heard Kristen, but then we're going to see next week, actually... They were way down by the elevator bank, and no one in the banquet room heard them.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it's going to come out through gossip. What? Who said what? But, I mean, ideally, I'd love it if everyone in the banquet room heard them so that they can all discuss it.
Yes, right then. Yes, totally.
So I guess we'll see. But, okay, I don't know how many, if there's 10 or 12 of these. I feel like I heard 12. And so that's really going to put us into June. And they'll have a reunion. So this was 5. No, this was 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 6?
I think so.
Okay. So then on the 30th will be 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. 11, 12. Make June 11th.
Yeah.
Should be like the finale and then the reunion the 18th and the 25th. So, okay. Yeah, we should bring into the end of June with the Valley and end of May with Vanderpump.
Nice.
Whew. Yeah, so. And then they should be picking up cameras at that time.
Yeah. Very exciting stuff, guys.
Just when we think we're done with the season, everyone take a collective, nope, because that's when filming starts, and then we got to go be there to see what's going on with filming.
Yeah. That's
it's
like,
a 24-hour job, you it guys. Really, 365.
It really is year-round, though. There is not a break. There isn't.
For us.
For us. No, for them, too. They're always – they get a week vacation or something.
Well, I'm saying, like, other podcasts that they'll talk about a show that's on.
Yeah.
And then they don't talk about it until it's on again.
Yeah.
So rest assured, you true VPR fans, you will not go out be without VPR news ever.
Ever.
We do it the entire year, nonstop. We never take a break. We're like CNN.
That's
right. 24-hour news.
That's right.
Okay. Well, good week.
Yes.
So you guys head over to Patreon for more content, and we have some events coming up. We put always extra bonus stuff in the Patreon with the events and the things we find out and the videos and extra episodes. And that's it. Yeah, it's only $3. Follow us on Instagram, please. Vanderpump Rules Party. We put all of our polls up. I'm going to try and get those up today. All of our poll questions for the week and memes and reels and stories. It's just the place to be.
Totally.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.